Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, July 29th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In a call with President Biden, Chinese leader Xi Jinping warned about relations with Taiwan ahead of a possible trip by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the self-ruled island. Chinese officials have said this would cross a red line on U.S. support for Taiwan and result in severe consequences for relations. Biden told Xi that U.S. policy on Taiwan remains unchanged. The White House has signaled its discomfort with Pelosi's plans. Biden and Xi discussed a variety of other topics during their phone call, including the global economy and Russia's war with Ukraine, according to accounts from both sides. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said 8 people have died after flash floods in the eastern part of the state destroyed homes and cut power for thousands. The governor declared a state of emergency, calling the flooding among the worst in Kentucky's history. Forecasters say heavy rainfall and the threat of more flash flooding would continue through today. We're exclusively reporting that grocery delivery company Instacart is looking to go public before the end of this year, earlier than many Wall Street observers had expected. Sources say the timing of Instacart's initial public offering could change depending on several factors. Instacart confidentially filed for the public offering earlier this year, which has been one of the slowest for IPOs in more than a decade. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching household spending data, including the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. A new reading on consumer sentiment is also due out this morning. And Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Procter & Gamble are set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.